Well, as I say, it is what it is at this stage. We're still in the process of giving 20 players 45 minutes. We don't have many of our senior players back yet. On Monday, I think the Spanish players, Gary Cahill, Felipe Luis, will join the group. So slowly it'll start to take shape over the next few weeks. At this stage, it's an opportunity for a lot of our younger players to get some match minutes with senior players. And I think, you know, today reflected that. We were a little bit disjointed in the first half, looked much better in the second half. And, you know, it was pleasing in the end, although results aren't vital at this stage. You know, you still don't want to lose, and it was good to get the 3-2 win in the end, having been two down.
There were some good performances from the youngsters. Izzy Brown in the second half in particular, I thought, looked good. Zuma, despite giving away the penalty, I thought he looked fairly solid at the back. Are these players that you feel that maybe next season can put a bit of pressure on the first team?
Well, that's why they're here. It's a high level to reach, and we're only just 10 days into pre-season, so we have another, you know, 3-4 weeks where we can look at them and see how they do. I think in development, they are, you know, the boys are still developing, so they're up and down by definition. We have to make sure we don't get too carried away when, you know, one of the younger players has a very good game, as, you know, several did at Wickham the other night. And we also don't need to get too down and despondent when one or two who didn't do as well in the first half, particularly today, don't do as well. So they'll be up and down. But what we are able to do now over a consistent period, we go to Austria next week, is get to see another 8 or 9 of them for another couple of weeks. The group will improve in terms of quality with the players that are coming back. So the bar will be raised again in Austria. And, their education continues. By the end of pre-season, we'll have a better idea of who's going to be part of the first team squad, and who isn't, but might be identified as being ready, you know, next year.
So what you're saying is that some of the youngsters we've seen this afternoon will be going on tour?
Yes, for sure. Many of the players you've seen today will get the opportunity in Austria and Holland to, you know, continue their learning experience at this level, which of course gives Jose an idea of, the opportunity to see how they're progressing and decide how close they are.
Jose said this week that you've just about done all your summer shopping, no new players to come in. You've got a fantastic squad. Can I just say, some of the players that have come in this season, I shouldn't be saying this really, should remain unbiased, but some really good players. But it was an old stager this afternoon, John Terry, who came on and really changing. And the header at the end, I thought, was just a cut above.
Yeah, I think, firstly, you know, he's an outstanding defender, has been, you know, right the way throughout his career. But an attribute he's always had is that attribute to get on the end of a set play, a free kick, a corner, and, win you a game or rescue you a game. He's done that consistently. He'll have, you know, more than 50 goals from set play situations, and it is a great attribute to have in a situation like today where, you know, for one reason or another you find yourself behind. You know, it rescued us the game, and then in the end won us the game. So that's the level that these young guys, you know, are trying to aspire to, and never before was there a better example than today, you know, of that level.